This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Well, this morning is a very, 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 very wonderful, exciting, glorious, happy, delightful morning.
Rach is not alone in the studio. Joel has stepped out. Our Gossip K has gone, but you don't have not just one guest. You've got two.
I have two. One of them is beautiful and smells like flowers, and the other one is beautiful and smells like puppy. So
I love it.
I have Marissa and a very special puppy guest in the studio with me right now. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, guys.
Now, what is our special guest's name?
Her name is Gracie.
We've got Gracie. Now, let's describe Gracie. Before we get into any of this, we need visuals. So Gracie is a spotted dog. I would say, is she like half cattle dog of some kind?
So she's Harlequin in colour, and we believe that she's what they call a Catahoula mix. So a working breed, Kelpie mix of some sort with, all the spots. She's got one grey eye, bluish grey eye, one brown eye. She's very unique.
She is stunning. And you can tell she's just had some puppies because she's got full boobies.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, guys, when I couldn't come in and I did our chat on the side of the road while buying supplies?
Oh, yes.
I was playing midwife and it was to this beautiful girl. So, yes, all of her puppies are 9 weeks old now. They've literally just found home. So now it's her turn. So, yes,
that's
very
wild
special girl.
That was 9 whole weeks ago. I know. As well. Well, today it's the 4th of September, and if the weekend's weather is anything to go off, then we have well and truly sprung into spring. Mm. So with the lovely weather and fun activities can come some extra hazards, though, for our furry friends that we need to be aware of.
Which is why we love that every month Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue comes and joins us in the studio to let us know of the many different factors around pet ownership, and I need this information as well. This is not just for dogs, because whether you're going to pop a Telfast to your papa or do something else, let's dive into springtime and the joy that is animal love.
Now, Marissa, Dean's been struggling very badly with hay fever,
so bad.
So just in time for spring, is this one of the springtime pet hazards that we need to be aware of? Can our pets actually get hay fever?
Yeah, look, they can definitely be affected by a number of things during this this season. So spring is one of the best seasons of the year, in my opinion. The weather's warmer, birds are chirping, the world's generally brighter and happier. But like everything, springtime comes with both positives and negatives. Like you just mentioned, having allergies to a number of things is definitely something to be concerned of. Many dogs will shed their winter coats, making them feel lighter and more energetic. There's so many different positive things that pop up during springtime, but there's definitely a lot of negatives that come with it too. So I think one of the things, like you said, is hay fever that people suffer with during springtime. Dogs get a lot of allergies, skin allergies. So we might suffer more from hay fever, but they definitely get itchy and ear infections and those sort of things. So that's sort of one of the main things to be worried about when it comes to options like that.
You go.
I was just about to say, I feel like the sun's out, we all just start thinking we want to take our dogs for walks, let's get out there and do lots of things. But I guess in humans like me, it's obvious to tell straight away, like I can't breathe properly or things like that. I guess I worry about what do you need to be aware of when it comes to the different things that affect dogs when springtime hits?
So there's so many different things. So like we said, skin allergies is definitely something that pops up. There's a number of different parasites that become an issue. So fleas, ticks, we're in our garden a lot more. So using pesticides, fertilizers, snail bait, there's so many different things to be aware of, I guess, or worried about. But I think understanding what to do and what we can do to prevent issues from popping up is the key.
What if you notice something seems a bit off with your pet, but you're not really sure what it is.
Sure. So I guess like anything, the main thing would be to consult your local vet clinic. If you've got a vet that you know and trust that knows your dog, just give them a call. You know, in most cases, they're pretty happy to answer questions over the phone, or they'll tell you if it's something to be concerned about. But I think a part of good pet ownership is being aware of what the main issues could be in every season, because there's a number of different things that pop up in different seasons. So being aware of what they are, you know, knowing that this is the time for snakes, you know, going for your walk. You've just been hibernating in winter with your pets for so long. They're coming out of, you know, being stuck in the house and it's warmer. We all want to exercise a lot more. So we're going out for more exercise and walking. But now is the time that snakes are most venomous. They've been hibernating too. Ooh. So their venom is pent up and essentially is a lot more dangerous. So knowing what type of snakes are around your area, knowing which vet clinics actually hold the medication that you need. Not every vet clinic has that medication.
Wow.
So, you know, being aware of these things is really important.
With the change of season, is there a massive shift in, do we need to look for like attitude changes within pets? Because I know a large way that we can tell whether something's not right with them is, you know, the way that they're acting and a change in their demeanour. But does the season change that as well?
Well, look, like us, I think I'm a lot happier when the sun's shining. So most of the time I'd say the dogs and cats are very similar to that. But you, nobody knows your pet better than you. So I think if you feel that your pet is not acting like normal, that something might be strange, that maybe they're a bit quieter than normal, a little bit nervous about going around certain areas, that something's just not right, you should listen to that and speak to your vet, you know, have a chat to them. And even if it's just a checkup, what's the worst that could happen? It's a waste of time and nothing's wrong. But if you might actually pick up something that your pet is trying to tell you.
Stick with us, Marissa. We've got heaps more questions for you about our pets in springtime. We're going to go to a song. This is Amy Shark, Only Want to Be With You.
And it's really just because Rach wants to play with the puppy.
Yes, precisely. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
You're here with Rach and Dean for Joy Breakfast.
And we are springing into springtime this morning with Second Chance Animal Rescue. Rach is not alone in the studio. There's Marissa and also a fabulous pup.
Gracie. She is so gorgeous. She did a big smile because she ate all of the treats.
She is downing them at the moment. I've nearly run out, I'd say.
Oh, dear. Now, we're talking all things that we need to watch out for in spring. And we haven't even talked about within our own gardens, things like flowers and weeds tend to pop up and blossom during spring. What should we be looking out for in our gardens if we do have pets?
Look, a number of spring flowers can be toxic to pets. So I think knowing what plants to avoid is really important when you've got dogs that are in the backyard, cats that might have access to your yard as well. Even knowing what flowers are dangerous when you're getting bouquets of flowers in the house and you might have an indoor-only cat. Something like lilies is it's a flower that is commonly around Melbourne and it is extremely toxic to cats. They are drawn to those flowers, but even licking the leaves, the stems, the pollen, the flowers themselves can be fatal to cats. So if you do have a pet cat and you do get a bouquet of flowers, the first thing to do is to take out any lilies and discard of them.
This kind of terrifies me. We've gone from snakes to flowers and I'm just like, I feel like everything around me is a danger to a pet.
Oh, it can be. It's just being aware, hey, and just knowing what could be an issue and just having that knowledge is power, right? So being aware of what could be a problem, knowing how to deal with it if it does become an issue and staying away from the dangers.
Well, even Dean in the snow right now is in short sleeves. We've both got our arms out as well. So it's warming up. What if you have a pet that just loves to lay in the sun? Is there a point where you should go, all right, come on, bud, move along? Is there too much sun for pets?
Well, look, heat stroke is an issue, hey? When it does get hot, dogs and cats can suffer from heat stroke. So ensuring that there is ample shade in your yard is really important. I don't know, I love lying in the sun when it's hot and especially when we've been hibernating throughout all of winter. But so that it's just finding a balance. Like anything, you can have too much of a good thing sometimes. You do get those dogs also that have a lot of white or pink on their nose and ears, even cats, you know, they can get skin cancer. So being aware that that's an issue. There are special sunscreens for pets that have those pink noses or ears, and it is a thing. You know, I've worked in a vet clinic for so long, I've seen a lot of skin cancer, a lot of ears that needed to be, you know, removed, or skin cancers that need to be taken off. So it is a common thing with pets.
Yeah.
I think we've also got to think about making sure to remember to keep the water bowl full, make sure, you know, hydration. They're out in the sun now, the weather's warming up, and just make sure. I keep forgetting to drink water, so this is my reminder to do it as well.
You know what, Dean? Also, something like when you're at work, a lot of the time they will drink water if it's there, but make it fun. So put some ice blocks in there, freeze a big ice cream container. You know, I'm sure with your nonna, she used to have those big 2 litre ice cream containers in the fridge, probably full of sauce. Let's be honest about it. But using those containers, filling them with water, making huge ice blocks. You can put fruit in there. You can put their dry food, blueberries, apples, all that sort of stuff. You can make them icy poles, you know, fill up a kid's pool, those little plastic pools that you get from Bunnings, fill it up with water and ice. They can, you know, play around in there, keep themselves warm, and they've got cold water all day that way.
Brilliant. Oh, that's such a good idea.
So smart.
There's so many fun things that we can do as well with our pets moving into spring. So that's great. I've got one more question, and it's about food, because we all love food. I'm thinking about wild animals here and trying to relate it back. So bears, for example, need different food when it comes to spring. Do our pets need their diet altered at different times of the year?
It's a good question. Look, I don't believe so. I believe a good quality diet that is balanced, just like us, with everything that they need, there is the most important part. That you can definitely add extra bits and pieces into their diet during these months. You've got more produce available. They, for dogs especially, fresh fruits and veggies, you know, there's a number of bits and pieces like that that are really healthy for them. So again, just understanding what's poisonous and what's not for your pets. You know, for example, do not feed your dog grapes. They can't digest a part of the grape that is quite poisonous to them. But watermelon, apple, bananas, you know, those sort of things, it's great to add into, like we said, you know, icy poles for the dogs, or put them in a Kong to keep them enriched, or just literally, you know, in their bowls, adds a lot of new vitamins and bits and pieces that they might have been missing throughout the year.
Interestingly, I have some friends whose dogs really, really love the top of the strawberry.
Oh, do they?
So if you eat the most delicious, juicy part and you've got the little bit left on top, they love it.
Perfect.
And it's a great way, and you have no waste.
No wastage. Wonderful.
So good.
Thank you so much, Marissa and Gracie, for joining us on Joy Brekkie this morning. I feel much more prepared to take my parents' dog out and about and keep an eye out for things that could be a danger in spring.
Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You so much, guys.
And if you don't have a special fur friend in your life, you can adopt or become a foster carer with Second Chance Animal Rescue. Get all the details at secondchanceanimalrescue.com.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.